Australia has managed to flatten the curve for the COVID-19 virus and restrictions are now beginning to lift across the country. Courtney Thomas reports.
Stay-at-home restrictions have been in place for more than a month, and some states and territories are beginning to ease on these restrictions. Today, the Northern Territory lifted the 10-person limit for outdoor activities, while in Western Australia, the 10-person limit has also been lifted, so people can now meet both indoors and out. From tomorrow in Queensland, people will be able to leave their homes for recreation and can travel up to 50 kilometres. In New South Wales, groups of two adults and their children will also be able to visit other households for social gatherings. South Australia, Victoria, Tasmania and the ACT have not yet announced any easing of restrictions. Associate Professor at La Trobe University, Hassan Valley, says restrictions were always put in place to help flatten the curve.
It was all about putting in place public health interventions that would lead to less transmission of the virus. So clearly, if you've got a virus that's transmitted from person to person, all of our interventions are aimed at reducing the interactions between people and certainly the close interactions between people, because that's how the virus spreads from one person to the next. And of course, as everyone knows, the kind of restrictions we've had to put in place have been very onerous and, you know, very challenging for people, and have cost, you know, people their jobs and their livelihoods, and, you know, have a whole range of other impacts on mental health and social health. So, you know, it's really important that now that we seem to have passed the peak, that we start to loosen these restrictions so that life can start to get back to where it was before the pandemic.
He says everyone has done a good job to help flatten the curve.
Now we've got to be really careful that as we loosen restrictions so that we try and get back into normal life, that we don't abandon all of these principles altogether, because the worst thing that can happen is if everyone forgets everything that, you know, we've learnt over the last few months, we could easily get a second wave and another resurgence in cases. So the challenge is to loosen these restrictions slowly whilst at the same time monitoring really carefully what's happening with the epidemic. So this is why the government is really keen to do a lot of testing over the next few weeks.
Valley says it makes perfect sense how each state and territory have different restrictions in place.
Australia is a really big country, and when you look at the countries around the world, this pandemic is really a whole series of local epidemics. So each country has had quite a different experience of this pandemic, and so their epidemics have looked quite different and they need a different responses. And so the same is true within Australia. Our states are big and they're effectively different countries, if you like, and they certainly have had quite different experiences when you consider the transmission of the virus. So it's important that each state looks at their own situation and how many cases they've got and how much community transmission they've got, and that they both implement public health interventions and relax them, taking into account their local consideration.
He also says people can expect gradual loosening of restrictions.
We have to hang in there. I guess we shouldn't believe that the battle is over. I keep telling people that we're about half time. If this was a football match, we're doing really well, but we're only at half time and we've got to keep our eye on the ball and hang in there for a bit longer. And then, you know, hopefully things will be pretty close to normal by the end of the year if we're lucky.
Vice President of the Australian Medical Association and respiratory specialist Dr. Chris Sapala says restrictions were a necessary measure.
So the lifting of restrictions needs to be gradual so that we can be sure that the case numbers stay very low. I mean, of course, it should be abundantly clear to people that we are still getting very occasional positive cases in the community. So clearly the potential is there for the numbers to increase again, and obviously no one wants that. So it's extremely important that we continue to do all the physical distancing and so on, and even if we do partake of that slight relaxation in the restrictions, that we do it still observing all those other sensible practices that are going to help keep us safe.
Dr. Sapala says not to let the brakes off too quickly and to make sure to be very careful.
There's clear potential for this thing to fire up again if we're too relaxed or cavalier about it. We've done so well, and the challenge going forward now is to keep those numbers down to a dull roar. I mean, and this might go on until we get a vaccine or a higher level immunity, which could be months and months and months away. So we might as well start and continue to be good now and get those practices in train, because of course the other thing is we're coming into the flu season. We don't want that added burden in the health system as well, and all the hand washing, cough etiquette, social distancing distancing and so on is going to help keep the flu season in check. Remember, last year was terrible. So if we can have a much better year from that perspective this year, then we're going to be ahead as well. So it's not just all about Corona. It's about, you know, these things that we might have been a bit lax about. Now's our time to tighten up and be really good going forward.
He is also encouraging everyone to download the COVID Safe app to ensure the spread of the virus is controlled.